All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya.
Boy,
welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Typically, when I start the show, I've got that music running for extended time, trying to get a few people in the chat to get in here to the live show. And of course, it only played once. What the hell? I don't know what my deal is, but I'm trying to. I had a great suggestion made that kind of like centered me. Audience members, I think it was Nick in the arena. He says, yeah, everything's great. I just wish I had a consistent start time to the show. And he's right. And so are all of you. You might be wondering also while this is all going on, what is that racket? Let me start with that, actually. Right now, on the roof of my house are some of the greatest Mexicans on the planet. The roof is being torn off and then replaced today. Bob writes, did you play the Marlins song or did you chicken out again? I chickened out again. Seemed like a good idea yesterday, but then I was like, it's not a good idea anymore. So I was overjoyed today when the Mexicans showed up to replace the roof. Now, at about, 7 o'clock, I pulled my truck out of the garage because I knew that I wouldn't be able to get it out otherwise because they're going to be in the driveway. So I just thought I could pull it out of the driveway and leave it in like on the other side of the driveway. And they all of a sudden there's a knock on the door here in the studio. It's the NFK says, hey, you got to move it. You got to move your truck, fucking N-word. Okay, yeah. Went down, and the crews are all here, and the project manager is a dude. It's incredible. He says, yeah, hey, I'm John. I go, hey, John, how you doing? Move my vehicle, get it out of the way. As I'm walking back, there's a couple trucks with various equipment and trailers. And I look, and then my eyes light up because, like, oh, my God, they've got a Mexican work crew. This is fantastic. This is the best of everything. This is so great. And they're getting ready to start their day. Nice truck, by the way. Nice truck. So they are active, and it didn't take long for them to get after it. I mean, honestly, I sat down here after moving the truck, and within a handful of minutes, they were ripping the roof off, and they were literally right above me. I don't think they're right above me right now. They're still in the tear-off stage. Okay, no big deal, but, you know, before long, they'll be using that nailer, whatever the hell it is, that nail gun. And putting the shingles on, so I'm excited. This is great. The house is 27 years old. The shingles on it should have been removed 7 years ago. So it's more than past due. More than past due. So while I was doing the radio show, though, and it's by the way, just like my neighbors, the folks come out. They all got their backpacks. They set up their little dining fly, their little tent. And then they can take a break, have their lunch. And there was a nice young lady who was, see, there's shingles all around the outside of the house. And the young lady is not up there. She's down on the ground, and she's got a wheelbarrow. And she's getting all the shingles, putting them in there. And she's diligently working. So I go, well, I got to say hi to her. So I knock. I'm on the inside. She's on the outside just off my porch. She doesn't hear me. I open up the door, and I've got this smile on my face. You know, that's an easy way to just, you know, because I, you know what, this is what I picture. I picture that these lovely people are at a stage right now, especially in Ottawa County, where they're hated on by the locals because Trump and the morons that support Trump have facilitated this hatred of our Mexican and Guatemalan and Honduran and Ecuadorian and Costa Rican and Colombian brothers and sisters. Or anybody south of the Mexico hard living line. And because they're all stupid, they hate on anybody that is not white. I mean, even the black guys are like, God damn, this is rough for the Mexicans. So I feel bad. So all I want to do is give a good impression that, hey, you're in a safe space. So I open up the door, and she looks at me like this. I'm like, oh, she thinks I'm another crazy fucking gringo that hates on him. And I said, hola, and I'm waving, hola. And she kind of, she didn't even speak back. She kind of made a noise, like, I think she was fucking scared to death. So then I put my thumb up, like thumbs up. And I don't know how to say good job in Spanish, but I said, good job! With a smile on my face. And that was that. It's a very brief interaction. And then I like closed the door. And I was like, she thinks I'm a goddamn psychopath. Nick says, I need to get a red, white, and green free Mexican hugs shirt. That goes with my free dad hug shirt that I have on right now. It just dawned on me. I just had this cross into my mind if runner girl Amy is here. Runner girl Amy, I have in my possession the shirt you got me. Am I wearing it? Of course not. Am I going to wear it on the Patreon? Yes. She says, I just got here. I got the shirt. I was at Bosco's Pub yesterday, and I got the shirt. Rebecca says, maybe a shirt that says free hugs for anybody that is not white. All right. As I sit here now, I hear some type of like generator running. I haven't really had a good look as to what's going on. At some point, I had to take the dogs out to go potty at like 8:30. And I look, I'm trying to find a spot where I can get out because there's literally shingles and nails and shit and drip edge falling off of the home. And so I pick a spot. Me and the four dogs take off, and they're like dragging me along. So I get away from the home. You can hear all that, can't you? And they do their business, and then I'm walking back, and I'm so proud to see these hardworking people on my roof. And as I'm getting closer, the shit's, I want to go back into the house. And I go, hang on, hang on. And they all look at me and start laughing like, oh, that fucking idiot. And I go in, and no problem. I was afraid the dogs would step on a nail or something like that, but no, it's all good. Yesterday, I went to Bosco's, and just as planned, I took the fraud bus to Bosco's because the plan was yesterday I was going to take the fraud bus back to the place where I store it, but Bosco said, can you work? Like, at the last minute, they said, can you work? I go, well, yeah, fuck yeah. I said, If I am free, I will always work. Bob, with the question, what broke in taking it the 5 miles from my house to Bosco's Pub? Shockingly, nothing. Drove it over, and I walk in, and I find out, by the way, Chris says, did they fix the generator from the last time yet? I don't know if I shared that with you as to what happened. I think I did. The generator is fine. The generator is repaired, but the most recent incident is involved with the generator makes the power, and then it sends the power to, like, this box, and then the box sends it to the coach. That was fucked up this time. So it's just like one thing after another. I can't figure out if this is like, if my vehicle, which I refer to as the Lemon, is just one of many that this is happening to, or am I the only one? Because frankly, the other coach I had, no problems, none. So I don't know what the hell is going on. Whatever. So I walk into Bosco's pub, and there's no one there yet. Still early in the service. And Doug is there. So I got Doug and Dougie. For those of you that don't know, Doug is the owner. Doug E is his son. You only need two people in a kitchen on a typical Wednesday. So I'm like, well, I think something's the matter. So there's a health issue here. Because I go walking up to Doug, and he's sitting, like, straight up. And he looks really awkward. And he has a look on his face like he hates his life. And he's got this support thing around his body. So I deduce that he is injured. Side note, question. I thought Dougie left Bosco's to find work elsewhere. Yes, but he hasn't found it yet. What's that song by U2? I still haven't found what I'm looking for. So, you know, dude's got to work. So there he is. So Doug is fucked. There's something wrong. And this is what happens. I go walking up to him. I go, hey, buddy, how are you? And he doesn't say anything. And he says, I said, how'd you hurt your back? So I've asked him two questions. Hey, buddy, how are you? How'd you hurt your back? And he says an answer that is one size fits all to all the questions that I've asked him. And that answer was, shut the fuck up. He looked up from his chair and said, shut the fuck up. So I kept walking over to where you, like, clock in, and Doug E is there cutting onions. I go, hey. He goes, what? I go, I've been here 30 seconds. Your dad's already told me to shut the fuck up. Oh, it was fantastic. So I didn't say another word to him. Shortly thereafter, he left. And that was it. And then we served the food flawlessly, I might add. It was fantastic. While we were there, we watched the Tigers, the Detroit Tigers, rub the Houston Astros' noses and shit. What the hell? So the Astros won the division. They've been to like four World Series in the last handful of years. They've won two of them. I think they cheated their ass off. Didn't they, like, I think they did a deal where they would, like, they were like stealing the pitches or something like that. In fact, the guy who started all that was AJ Hinch, who's now the manager of the Tigers. Interesting thing. AJ Hinch was the manager when Houston started this dynasty. And now he's with another team, the Tigers, and he ended the dynasty. So I'm all about the Tigers. Everybody is all about the Tigers in Michigan. Considering the fact that They had a 2% chance on August 11th. There are some amazing statistics. One of which is, you know how like for the playoffs, you have your roster of players? The Tigers' roster of players is just under $19 million to pay them for the year. So all those guys on their team, $19 million. Houston has two players on their roster who those two guys, and I don't know who the fuck they are. I'm not going to pretend to know. Those two guys make more, each of them, than the whole team. So each of those guys make more than $19 million. The whole Tigers team makes less than $19 million. That's insane and awesome. So I'm happy for them. You know, because there comes a time in the baseball season, they call it like the trade deadline, and it's at some particular point. And this is the point in the season where the teams that really aren't going to win, they start to like trade away their players, that they run the risk of losing to free agency, shit like that. As Patrick says, Dusty Baker was the Astros manager during the sign-stealing controversy. Was? I thought it was A.J. Hinch. Oh, well. Anyway, so the Tigers at the trade deadline, they got rid of some key players, but not all of them. Okay? Stevie says, I thought you hated baseball easy. Well, I'm a bandwagon jumper, and I love a good story. So that trumps my hatred of baseball. So bandwagon jumper, home team winning, and great story. This is a great story. What was I just talking about? Somebody help me out here. I'm sorry. There's a million things going through my head. Oh, they got rid of all their good players except one, that Tarek Skubal, the pitcher. He's unbelievable talent. And then they bring up all these young guys. Okay, and those guys have been the key. They've been great. So I'm super excited about it. I'm actually very, very excited about it. And the next game is Saturday because they're done with their series. They sent Houston packing. So now they will play Cleveland in Cleveland for two games in Cleveland. First game Saturday, second game Monday. Game three and four are in Detroit. And then if there's a game five necessary, they would play that in Cleveland. So this is cool. I can't. There was a time that the Tigers went to the World Series in 06, and I think they might have gone in 12. But they lost both of those. We are 40 years removed from the last time they won the World Series. All right. You can hear all that, can't you? Those guys are just, they're unbelievably effective. This machine of employees that are working on the roof of the EZ household. I took some notes of some things I want to address, and I cannot. Okay. So welcome to this show. As I said, Impact Power Sports brings you this show. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They're in Rockford, Michigan. You can find them on 14 Mile Road. Check them out. Get an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike, snowmobile, Yamaha golf cart. They are awesome. All right. This is the end of the work week for your old pal EZ. This is my last hurrah. As we'll be heading up to Fear Bunker North. Just me, Pooh Bear, hanging back. In my possession right now, Planky Pro Traps. This is how it goes. I talked to you about this. You take this damn thing. And you put this bad boy on the bucket like this. This is the the ramp. And then this damn thing, I don't know how it works, but anyway, this thing's on there, and then the bastard walks on the plank, and it throws him into the, down he goes. So I have to install these things underneath the trailer to create mouse wits, the EZ mouse concentration camp at Fear Bunker North. I heard from Tim, who reached out to me and said, EZ, I have an idea, because I was talking on the show about getting rid of the mice after they fall in the bucket and drown, which bums me out. And Chris says, dang, he followed through. Yeah, I did it. I did it, GD. Tim writes, Mousewitz disposal option. Hey, EZ, I have an idea for the disposal of the mouse corpse and the mouse death stew. Because you're so close to the hard living line, I thought you could kill two birds with one stone. You should open up a small diner and serve Mousewitz nuggets, served with the delicious Michigan mouse chowder. I'm 100% positive that the locals would love it. Don't forget to say chowder with a real douchey Boston accent. Just trying to help Tim Stevens. And you are helping me. I appreciate that. And just imagine what those people would think of that. Nick says, fill the bucket with beetles that eat the mice. Then sell them. Wait a minute. His next sentence reads, they sell them for cleaning taxidermy skulls. Okay. So I would get the mice, put them in there. Yeah, this is getting too involved here. Yeah, it was kind of crazy enough for me to actually go through and get the walk the planks. But now you're asking me to go buy bugs to eat the mice. I don't know, man. I think that's one step too far. I can't see myself going into some place. Hey, do you have any of those bugs that eat mice so that I can get clean skulls? I'm probably just going to burn the mice. Many updates to come. When I get up there, I'm going to set up the buckets. So maybe I'll catch a few by the time I leave there on Sunday. So, all right. That's what is on the horizon for your old pal EZ. For the folks that are watching on Facebook and on Twitch, David writes, burn the mice. Well, yeah, I got a fire going all the time when I'm up there because I pick up sticks and throw them on the fire. So I'll take the mice and throw them on there and burn them. You know? You wrote burn mice? Like what? Huh? Yeah, what'd you think I meant? Chris says, fill the bucket with acid and they'll disappear. Yeah. Something tells me you guys are trying to get me to do shit that I don't need to do just so that I'll do it. And then something stupid will happen. This is dumb enough as it is. No, I'm not going to go buy acid. God. Anyway, Facebook and Twitch. I should say Facebook and YouTube. I'm going to kick you guys out. I appreciate you. But don't forget, you can get the whole show on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live and you're good to go. You can find the show, all the audio, at your favorite podcasting platform, whatever that may be. I know that was a big point of contention for us earlier in the week. Hey, everybody. It's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And you get home and it's a complete disaster. I need a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code ERICZANE and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code ERICZANE, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
I don't dare open up that can of worms. But there you go. The audio podcast is available later on in 2 parts. You can check that out. And the Patreon, where next week we are going to bust out another edition of Who Are These Freebeers? And Ben and I for sure are going to review the episodes that Freebeer was not there for to kind of put the show on its ear. Now, I'll tell you this, that I reviewed a segment on Tuesday that, oh my God. Let's be honest here. The show is really not lighting the world on fire, even if Free Beer is there. In fact, when Free Beer is there, I think those are the most clippable shows because of the bummer jokes and the awkward moments and the weird setups and the decision making to do topics like, how to load the dishwasher. but he's not there for this show. So it starts out, the very first segment, they do a segment called Around the Room, where they basically say something that they think is interesting. Now, you've got some very boring people that are in the room without free beer. And Steve, who, not even just to be mean, just to be, just in a critiquing sense, he is better off seen and not heard. It has never been a mystery as to who sound. I mean, he is actually, his voice is actually more unpleasant than Kelly's. The actual tone of it, the lack of inflection, and now for the things he's deciding to talk about. Because he started talking about one of the most boring topics ever. Insurance. I mean, I've got an insurance guy on my show, and he'd tell you that it's not exactly something that people like, let's talk about insurance. I mean, come on. Steve starts breaking down health insurance and the mysteries of it, and then they're all going, and what about this? And it is so bad, so bad. And I'm going to attempt to clip it. But I can't say for sure if I will be able to clip it, because the whole thing's just a pile of shit. So Ben and I will be reviewing the episodes that Free Beer is not there. So I don't know. Maybe it's a one-off. Who are these no beers? Because he's not there for the episode that Ben is reviewing from last week and the episode that I am reviewing from this week. Let's see. Nick says, I stick the mice on little spikes as a warning to the others, like Vlad the Impaler. My God. Patrick says, Steve is awful. I can't wait to hear this. Who are these no beers? LOL, Kenny writes. By the way, two dogs are at my feet right now because they're entirely freaked out because of all the commotion. They're like, what the fuck is happening? When I was on Q100 today, I cracked open the mic and the dog, they had just started working. So there's all sorts of pounding and shit right above me. And the dogs are barking. So the segment features me talking and the dogs losing their mind and all this. It sounds like an earthquake. It's fantastic. All right. Thank you to the folks on Facebook and YouTube. I'm going to kick you out now. Wait, before I leave, before you leave. If you want to hear Who Are These Free Beers next week or any of the episodes or any of my content on my Patreon, you have the option of trying it out for 7 days free. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane to try it out for 7 days free. You do have to put in a credit card, but just cancel it right after. And then at the end of the 7 days, then you like reassess. Is it worth it? Do I want to continue? Yes, I do. No, I don't. If you do, just sign up again. Your credit card's still on file and you just engage it to charge you either $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live streams. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Listen to that. That dude is pounding away. He is pounding away. Part of me was like, maybe I just don't do a podcast today. But I was like, oh, come on. Can you imagine the shit I would get from people if I said, oh, yeah, I can't do the show today because it's noisy. Oh, I would be murdered. Thank you to Joe Martinez, A&E Heating and Cooling, speaking of Mexican. 616-516-8579. You too can take advantage of the free furnace tune-up and diagnostic test. So a furnace tune-up is $79. A furnace tune-up with the diagnostic is $145. You need to do both of those. And the cost is $0. All you need to do is schedule it. Joe will come to your house. He will do his job. And then he will leave. And then that's it. Nothing out of your pocket. This is a special arrangement between the energy company, DTE. They have picked one furnace specialist to offer this, and it's Joe Martinez. So if you let this go without taking advantage of it, you're making a huge mistake. 616-516-8579. Oh, my God. That dude is literally right above me right now. Oh, this is so fantastic. What are you going to do? I can hear like these loud thumps. That's like the bundles of the shingles. Nick says, I'm sure I'll get killed for asking this, but I joined late. What is the noise? You're not going to get killed for asking that. Chris tells you that it's the NFK's arts and crafts. Matt says I should have a helmet on. Look, a lesser show would just skip the show. Another great suggestion as to what the noise is. Eric finally lost his shit and tied up the NFK and threw him in a closet. I have some sweet individuals on my roof, Nick, and they are putting a new roof on the home of your old pal, Easy. Molly says it sounds like a mad little kid. Chris says, I cannot wait until they are sponsors. Yeah, this one's free. Werner Roofing. W-E-R-N-E-R. I think. Right? Yes. Let's check them out here. This is the crew from Werner Roofing. All right. Okay. So in this image, I don't know if any of the people here are the folks that are on the roof. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe. So just by first glance here, this guy might be Mexican, and this guy might be Mexican. This dude may be Mexican. I guess it's possible this chick could be Mexican. This dude may be Mexican. One, two, three. There's five potential Mexicans in this picture. But I don't remember any of these faces. One of these individuals, I believe, is Linda's pal from high school. Jesus. Matt says, are you paying for the roof with Twitch bits? Chris says, this is so good. You guys are loving this. I am too. I love that I'm so unbelievably talented that I can stay here, cool as a cucumber, and pull this show off with the expertise and acumen that only a legend can. Linda says, anyone in Grand Rapids or West Michigan who needs a roof, you need to call Werner Roofing and say you heard it on my show. And then Linda's point to that is then they'd almost have to sponsor. We're in the early stages of that discussion right now. I reached out to Linda's pal, Chris, and I said, so this is what I do. And he's, yeah, I actually know that. I go, okay, that's so cool. Well, you should have me tell everybody about the amazing work that you're doing. And he goes, that actually makes sense. Why don't we start that discussion? I said, all right, fantastic. So we'll see. How do you reach out to Werner Roofing? Let me figure that out. I guess you, okay. You go here, WernerRoofing.com. WERNER Roofing.com. And you get it like an estimate. You can fill out this form. Or you can call them. I'm sure there's a phone number on here somewhere. Linda's probably got it. Yeah, here's the phone number. You can call them right now and say, yeah, EZ is talking about you. He's the best. You should spend a ton of money with EZ. Now, I've been way happy with this process. You know, interesting fun fact for you. Of the three people I chose, this was, they were all about the same cost, but Werner was a little bit more pricey, but I don't know, something about them. They, by the way, all three of them, I had an option to get on this show to be a sponsor. I had begun that legwork with all three of them. I went with this one because I really liked the guy who came to my house. Chris is his name. Not Chris Werner. Another Chris. And I was like, you know, I liked them all. They were all very good. There wasn't anything really negative about any one of them. So I think I would have had a good experience with any one of them, to be fair. But I really liked Werner. So that's cool. Amy says, another Chris? Oh, no. Molly says, stick your head out the window and yell, are you sponsoring me? Linda says he still hasn't thanked me with free MSU tickets. It's funny you mention that. Because when I first spoke with Chris about this exact topic, it was after the Boston College game. And I said, so, hey, how about the Spartans? That was fucking horrible. He says, oh, yeah, God damn it. And then he offered your old pal EZ to go see the Spartans and to see the Michigan or the Ohio State game. And so I said, I can't do it. I got something going on. Chris says, Moneybags EZ telling people he took the higher priced option. Twitch ads are working. Fake Freebeer, who, by the way, Fake Freebeer is a sponsor too. We just haven't launched yet. How crazy would it be if the roof was being repossessed and not installed? Shut up. By the way, your video. I am working on your video. It's been a week. I apologize for that. I will have that next week. Fake Freebeer's business is going to be talked about on a regular basis on this show, and I cannot wait to describe what Fake Freebeer's business is. Let me put it this way. It involves 3D printing. This son of a bitch with his 3D printer, he prints these prototype parts. This is one of many things he does. Prototype parts. This is almost like a business-to-business, in some cases, sponsor. And makes these parts so that people who are working in like the steel industry, they can have a actual true form size prototype 3D printed. Not to mention other amazing bits of merchandise that are 3D printed. Sensible business. 98% recycled materials. That's right. I've got a 3D printer. You got a part that's busted on something? You have it 3D printed these days. I actually have a 3D printer expert on this show. Kevin Kuiper says those Michigan State tickets only cost $5 to get into that shithole. That is a horrible remark. I have faith that Michigan State can beat Oregon tomorrow night. That is an 8 p.m. start. They got to win. I mean, come on now. Matt says, is fake Freebeers business lots of sex and terrible haircuts? No, it's fake Freebeer. It's not the real guy. I also have an example on who are these Freebeers from yesterday's show. I've about had it with his wife. All the sex. She's kind of a fucking pig. Wait until you hear what this fucking pig does. She's gross. All right. She's just gross. And she helps paint this horrible, horribly visible picture of her twat. And I'm not even kidding you. I'm not making it up. And I've had it with the whole, fuck my pussy shit that she does. Okay. Maureen says, Spartans start at 9 tomorrow. You're right. The pregame is at 8 on the radio. I screwed that up. Yeah, his wife's a fucking slob. I've had it with her. Patrick says the nose is annoying. They're constantly talking about her for some reason. Yeah, she's got a gross vagina, the way she describes it. You won't believe the things she says about herself. I'll have that for you when we do Who Are These Freebeers on Wednesday or Thursday of next week. Okay, it feels like a Friday, by the way, again. Rebecca says, where does she say this stuff? She writes Freebeer notes, these weirdo fucking love notes, and then he reads them on the air. Now, it's really cringy, really cringy, and he has no idea. He only does it because he likes to make his much prettier ex-wife jealous, and because she was repulsed by him, apparently. And so, that ended up, for whatever reason, the marriage ends. And now Greg is constantly giving all these stupid details, way too much information. Now, it's kind of hypocritical because I've said some fucked up shit in the past, too. But I've said it to get that response out of you, to try to get a laugh. Okay? He does it because he thinks it's good. It's just odd. Really, really weird. All right. Listen to that. It is fantastic. I think they're like when you take the shingles off, you pop up some of the nails on the OSB that's underneath it. So they have to kind of like hammer those down or some shit. I don't know. I've never put a roof on. It's fantastic, though. And it seems like they're only working above me. Like, all these Mexicans are in one spot above me right now. All right. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. Online at KuiperTreeCare.com. Reach out to them. They can help you with any type of work that you need done around your house, whether it's tree removal, stump grinding, land clearing, storm cleanup, tree risk assessment, or perhaps tree pruning. There they are. If you are in West Michigan, you need any of these types of services, call 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225 for KuiperTreeCare.com. Or just go to their website, KuiperTreeCare.com. They took care of the trees here at the house and got rid of them for me. They did an outstanding job. They will do an outstanding job for you as well. Matt asks, did you go with shingles or painted OSB? Very funny. Jeremy, I guess. Does Jeremy need a roof? Because Linda says, Jeremy, call Werner Roofing and see if they can go to Kalamazoo. They did a repair on my roof in Wayland a few years ago. So I guess, let's see. Oh, you need a new roof. Well, I would recommend calling and say, hey, I heard about you on the EZ show. That's very, very important. And then say, I'm hoping you can come to Kalamazoo because I'd love to support EZ. That would help me very much. If you need the information on how to reach them, you can either look it up, WernerRoofing.com, or just reach out to me and I'll give it to you directly. I'm trying to get them to spend big cheddar with EZ. I do need a roof probably next spring, but it doesn't hurt to get an estimate now. Fair enough. You know, I'll tell you this, that if you choose to, you can finance this. Like this roof here that I got right now, I did it the American way and borrowed the money. And I got 10 years to pay it off. This is a big roof. And it's $300 a month. No big deal. So if you're thinking about it, now might be the time. Mention me, please. I can't stress that enough. Nick says Dave Ramsey would not approve. Yeah, fuck Dave Ramsey. That's ridiculous. You got to borrow money. What an asshole that guy is. We need more people borrowing money. Going into debt is the way to do this. Jesus. All right. Talked about Joe Martinez. Talked about Kuiper. Talked about Impact Power Sports. Talked about... I don't know if I talked about Irvine's Auto Repair yet. I will mention them. Take your car to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. They work on our cars. They can work on your cars, too. Any car, any hybrid, any EV, the best. The dealers take the cars that they can't fix to them. That's a little-known secret. Not everybody knows that. No one talks about it except me. Go to ervines.com for more information. ervines.com for more information. Mailman's walking around in Detroit, and tis the season where, like, you get a lot of junk mail from political candidates. I can't believe they do that. Why does any political candidate spend the money on something like that? How could that make anyone vote for anyone? All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.